Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. All the way back to COVID. During COVID, one of the silver linings, Dr. Marty Makary joined us from Johns Hopkins, and was such a different voice, but a voice of reason. In other words, he wasn't following the Fauci party line, but he wasn't saying wild stuff about vaccine, masking, kids, schools. And he always emphasized, and I tried to go there, the issue of chronic illness, sugar, obesity, causal elements on bad outcomes with COVID. Now we have RFK Jr. coming to town. Wanted to see what Dr. Marty thinks about all this on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Marty, current book for listeners, too, so we set the stage here.
Great. Blind Spots has been on the New York Times list for 5 weeks. Thanks for your interest in the book.
And Blind Spots, Dr. Marty, we talked about it before, but the Germany idea in Blind Spots.
We're not talking about the root causes of our chronic disease epidemic.
Right.
It's very much in line with what we're talking about with RFK Jr. and the Make America Healthy Again stuff. So we've got to stop what we're doing. We're so busy in medicine, billing and coding and seeing people in short visits. Nobody is just stopping to look around and realize all of these chronic diseases and even some cancers are going up. And no one is talking about the root causes, only about the medications. We've got to talk about food as medicine and general body inflammation and toxins and pesticides and ultra-processed foods. That is a new movement in medicine that I describe in the book Blind Spots.
Blind Spots, when medicine gets it wrong and what it means for our health. Now, I'm all on board with RFK Jr. raising these issues and having that platform. But I had on a pretty good guest yesterday. He was a fan of that, but said that there will be guardrails here because, you know, outside the box is one thing, but some of the stuff, and I'm not in your position or a scientist, but I am pretty good at hearing something and thinking this is going to mess up the good that might be coming out of this. I don't know if he proposed it or the media hectoring at him got him to start with fluoride. And again, academically, I think that's interesting. He mentioned an Obama-era case, but starting in that is going to derail stuff, I think. What do you think about what he's doing there?
I appreciate what you're saying, Dom. So the media is looking for something to pounce on to discredit the entire Make America Healthy Again agenda. And each individual issue can have its merits in terms of, you know, the importance of having a discussion about the unintended harms of fluoride. Some studies in top journals show that it's reduced IQ or associated with a lower IQ in children. Other studies have questioned if it's killing bacteria on teeth and lowering cavities, what's it doing to the microbiome and gut health and all the bacteria involved in gut health in the lining of the GI tract? So I understand what you're saying. There are so many health priorities, and all deserve a discourse. What I'm grateful for is we've never had an open, honest discussion on many of these topics. They've been sacred cow issues. Fluoride in drinking water is literally on the CDC website as one of the 10 greatest public health achievements in modern history. It's a sacred cow topic. No one is allowed to question, why are we adding chemicals to water?
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, Marty, people of a certain age realize originally the people that went after it, they were saying it was a communist plot. So it's got that history. And that's why it's my point. The stuff he was talking about with Fruit Loops, et cetera, this week is a better starting point to compare Canada versus us. The things you say about sugar, that's where I was going.
It's really amazing what Kellogg's is doing and what's coming out from Vonnie Hari and RFK Jr. and Callie Means. Fruit Loops is made with a healthier version of the cereal for Canada, where they banned many of these chemicals added to Fruit Loops in the United States just to make it look prettier. And some of these chemicals have been associated with learning problems, behavioral disorders, hormone disruption, and nobody has had the courage to take on big food, big ag, big pharma in government. Most of our government agencies have been captured by these corporate interests. So,
Marty, to interrupt, but would you say, and I think you and I have talked about this before, the shame of the school lunch program, for example, the billions and billions of dollars and food that's both unappealing, but seems to me to be almost prima facie unhealthful?
Well, look, I agree with you, Dom. So I tend to see the best in people. And what we told the food industry to do 50 years ago was to address hunger and food insecurity. So they mass produced food, used lots of chemicals and pesticides and all sorts of things and processing. And now we have a diet that's 60 to 70% of our calories are from ultra processed foods. These school lunch programs are pathetic. Some of them are a joke. I mean, it's basically refined flour chopped up and denatured where it functions like sugar. So they're going into class with a sugar high, a sugar coma. They can't learn. And what do? We throw meds at them. So we've never been talking about this until now. The average school lunch program in the Washington, D.C. area where I live has 38 different pesticides, according to a recent analysis. Mm-hmm. These chemicals are showing up in the urine of children, in the cord blood of newborn babies. So we've got to address them because it's not right what we're doing to kids. So I do think that's an important topic that we can address. And it's not that food companies are, you know, trying to trick us or do something evil, although with Kellogg's making two versions of their cereal and feeding Americans the less healthier version, maybe that's an exception.
I think so, yeah.
But we have to look at these unintended consequences of this food supply that is now poisoned and highly processed.
I brought up the school lunch because, you know, some of these things that he was talking about, I think he said it would be Congress that has to do something. But I would think around the school lunch, the president could put a lot of pressure on them. And if this gets enough play, some of the things you and I just talked about, that's real federal dollars that we're spending. There's no doubt. This is an area where we should have control.
You know, a lot of people are wondering, where do we start with all of this stuff? There's so much corruption in the health agencies and in healthcare. And one place we can stop doing is for the government to stop doing damage. The government is actively spreading misinformation with this old corrupted food pyramid. The government is actively subsidizing ultra-processed foods. The taxpayer dollars on a local level are purchasing these ultra-processed foods and refined carbohydrates in school lunch programs. So we can start by changing the government's behavior of how they steward their own dollars, which are really taxpayer dollars.
You said something a moment ago, too. You talked about flour when it's broken down, and it comes back to the early conversations we had with you. It does function then as sugar. So it's not necessarily sugar per se. It's all these other things that, again, produce an effect of sugar. And I would say, Dr. Marty, that's one of your hallmarks that gets at what happened during COVID, obesity, and chronic disease.
That's right. What we call bread is often not bread. It's flour that's stripped of its fiber, it's chopped up, it's chemically changed, and it functions like sugar. And so these kids are dealing with these sugar highs all the time. Their pancreases have been stimulated with high insulin levels never seen before in human history. And we wonder why we're seeing an epidemic of diabetes and prediabetes and obesity affecting half of our nation's kids. I mean, half of our nation's kids are sick. And what are we doing? Just throwing meds at it? So we've got to talk about these root causes that nobody's been talking about. During COVID, what did we do? We ignored the food supply. We ignored ultra-processed foods and obesity, even though the metabolic syndrome, that is obesity and diabetes, was the number one common modifiable risk factor of COVID.
Yep.
No one talked about it. Instead, we told people stay at home. They gained weight. They loaded up on processed foods. And then we wonder why we did so much worse than other countries.
We're talking about Dr. Marty McCarry. So, Dr. Marty, then, are you going to be consulting in any of this?
I have had some conversations with folks close to this agenda of the Make America Healthy Again agenda. I love it. It's a topic that's traditionally lived with environmentalists and people on the left, some career Democrats, but it shouldn't be partisan. Moms are interested in this. Every American, there should be no politics in science. And now that RFK and President Trump have teamed up to address this, my hats are off to them because they are tackling something no one has had the courage to ever do before. And we've got to get off this hamster wheel of just medicating all of these problems. So I'm available, but I got to first make sure I watch the Eagles-Ravens game on December 1st because I don't know who to root for.
You're being the real politician. Well, you're there with the Ravens. Why would you be rooting for the Eagles?
Well, I'm a Ravens fan. I will be rooting for the Ravens. I was at the game last night.
Oh, are you? There you go.
But I'd like to see Saquon and Jalen do their magic as well, so that'd be cool.
What do you think of Jamar Chase going for that kind of yardage against you guys, though?
He was amazing. I just love watching great football. He was amazing to watch, but
fascinating.
As excited as I was about him, I was sad to see Kyle Hamilton walk off the field with an ankle injury.
Absolutely, Dr. Marty. So we hope that you're part of that, definitely. But right now, the book, Blind Spots, When Medicine Gets It Wrong and What It Means for Our Health. Can you give me an idea, any prediction of how you think this is going to play out?
In terms of the agenda for the Make America Healthy
agenda, yes.
Well, I think the first part is going to be to try to unite the country. We have such a wounded part in that country. And here's a topic that there should not be one ounce of partisanship in this. The real debate in the United States is not between left and right and Republican and Democrat. It's between people who are lying and people who are trying to tell you the truth. And we've had a sort of corporate messaging for so long with corruption, which is legal in the United States, tragically. I think we're going to try to see an effort to unite people to say, here is something we can agree on. As RFK Jr. has said, can we love our nation's children more than we hate each other? And so I think we're going to start seeing some real efforts to increase research funding in these areas to address healthcare corruption in government. By the way, speaking of healthcare corruption in government, there's a new movie I recommend for everybody. I'm in it. It's a documentary. I'm in it for maybe 15 seconds of the hour and a half movie, but that's not why I'm recommending it. It goes through Dr. Fauci's career and chronicles the origins of the COVID pandemic It's nonpartisan. It's incredible. It's called Thank You, Dr. Fauci, and it's available at thankyoudrfaucimovie.com.
Yeah, we'll have to give that a look. I think I told you, Marty, several times. Well, you knew better. You were more inside this. I was shocked. I only saw him back in the days of Chris Wallace on, you know, the Sunday shows and all that. He seemed to be pretty good to me. But boy, you talk about power corrupting. Absolutely. This is a story.
I'm looking at
it's almost unparalleled.
I'm watching this tonight. This looks really good.
Yeah. Well, with Marty in there, just check out the hair, too. I mean, you know, that's always a good thing to do.
I don't think my 15-second appearance is going to change its Rotten Tomatoes ranking, but I think it's an amazing film that's eye-opening that everyone will love.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes ranking? Do you know?
Don't have it yet.
Oh, we don't have it
too
yet.
New.
All right, we'll get on. Too new. Well, we'll give that a shot. And, Marty, thank you. We hope that you will be part of this. You're right. It should be nonpartisan, without a doubt.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you.
Take care. Dr. Marty McCarry here. On Talk Radio 1210. Yes. Sadly, Laura Trump is going to reschedule with us.
It's been a fun hour.
We've been moving stuff back and forth, jolting here, but we'll get it. Maybe Monday, maybe Veterans Day, whatever. And yes, we'll be on Veterans Day and celebrating veterans. And we'll be doing that today with one of the most famous Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, Dakota Meyer. I think I've interviewed him a couple of times, at least once. He's better than some. These are hard interviews because I did three of these guys once out of the 41 at that time who were alive, and they're so heroic, they don't want to say anything about
talk.
It. He does. You know, he'll talk about it, but I mean, it's like a dilemma, except for one guy who was at 11 o'clock in the morning doing Boilermakers at Andy's Diner, and he's the guy that held the Japanese off in some island combat with a flamethrower for 8 hours. He kept on refueling. My God, imagine the flamethrower guy. God. All right. So jump on board at 855-839-1210. Again, with RFK Jr., I'm glad his celebrity, his area of focus is opening this up. My only fear is, well, it's not a fear. It's fun for me. I'm going to tell you what I think of each thing that he does. And I don't think he should be going around talking about the fluoride thing at this point. There's other big things to talk about here, like the Fruit Loops thing, et cetera, big food, et cetera. The fluoride thing is, it might be fascinating academically. You know, why did we do this? Is it really valuable and all that? But you're going to be mocked for that. It's going to tear away from something that can make the biggest impact. Potentially, the Trump administration could be this. That's what I want to get at.
Mangle writes on YouTube.com/@1210WPHT.
Yes.
Go like and subscribe, please. He says, my conspiracy, quote, feed your food to make you ill. Then you have to take our pill. Food and pharma are in cahoots.
It's not a conspiracy. All right. That's bad
I think
to say
there is
that.
I think there's truth to that.
No, it's more complicated than that. They're doing what they can to match American appetites, etc. And again, more information. Are people unaware now? Are we saying that people just can't fight this battle and they're unaware of how to eat relatively helpful foods?
Well, it goes deep. I mean, you think about it, the dyes that are now being banned in Canada that are leading to, you know, focus issues. But then you have an over, you know, abundance of ADHD medication going to these young kids. Is something in the food creating focus issues? We need to look into that. I think that's a fair question.
Well, it's fine to look in. Well, I would tell you right now, we know enough to say that parents are going to. Are we saying that parents, I'd love to hear you on this, though.
Parents don't have a choice. That's
what
the problem.
What do you mean they don't have a choice?
Because everything's made with this dye and with this high fructose. And the government's got to step in. FDA's got to get this crap controlled.
Well, I would be okay with that. But there's a big difference between letting your kid have Fruit Loops versus, say, another cereal. You got to, as a parent here, step in a bit. All right, that's my fear. Not only that, have your kid run around a bit, too. Are we just going to say, they poisoned him? He hasn't gotten off the couch in 18 hours.
But I feel like going with that angle, though, really just silences the conversation. It's like, you're an idiot for even asking questions.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you did say that. But when you're saying, kids just go outside instead, well, you're just implying that there shouldn't be answers.
I'm not letting them off the hook, though. But kids are not running around. They're not. That's the main reason.
There's no doubt that you're right there. That's probably the main reason. But I think if the government's turning a blind eye, or even worse, if they're nefarious and encouraging this, that should be squashed.
Well, I don't think they're encouraging it, but I think there's a blind eye
to
it.
I think they do. I think RFK does. I think Marty does, and that's why we're trying to get answers.
Okay, well, the bottom line is, if you're a parent, though, I'd love to hear from you to call in. You mean to say you can't stop your kid from eating Fruit Loops? Don't we know? You don't need any government study. You know that Fruit Loops is not good. Is that too hard? Oh, I can't do it.
There's a difference between knowing Fruit Loops is not good and the intentionality of using ingredients that are known to be detrimental to the health.
I'm saying, though, until we get this resolved, Dan, you mean to say a parent is powerless? Anybody listening right now, it's a parent. I need to hear moms principally. You know that Fruit Loops are not good for your kid, right? You don't need any more government studies. Stop them from eating Fruit Loops. What is the alternative?
But the alternative is following the lead of Europe and Canada and saying to these companies, don't, you know, Fruit Loops are indeed right. bad for kids comparatively to Special K, but they shouldn't be using ingredients. These ingredients that are known to be detrimental should be banned.
Right. But until that happens, what am I doing as a parent is what I'm asking. And I'm saying you got to take control. Is that impossible? The argument is, well, everybody's doing it. You can't stop the kid from doing it. That's all I'm making. That's why this is a great area. I just hope RFK Jr. doesn't blow it by going around ranting about fluorides. Start with the Fruit Loops. That's a good area. Definitely. Okay, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. And hit us on the side question. Give us that scene from a film and actually impersonate it a little bit, if you can. That's coming up on Talk Radio 12.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Time. All right, Don Jr. Dano Show. Welcome in. We're going to talk with Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer for the annual Veterans Day. We have him on every year for Toyota. He's a representative of all kinds of things around veterans. Of course, his story, I reread it when he was a recipient of what he did in Afghanistan. It was just remarkable. But phone lines are 855-839-1210. Get in, hit us with that scene that you cannot be disturbed when it happens. Nancy in Bucks County is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Nancy.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good, Nancy.
So I design food packaging for a living. That's been my career.
Uh-oh, it's you. They're coming after big food packaging. Yes.
Well, you know, I've read the FDA, USDA reports, the NLEA tables on these packages, and my family has, we're locavores, so we only eat fresh food.
Okay.
We do not eat processed food. I learned this myself from reading the reports on the packaging I was designing. We're poisoning our population with fillers, cheap fillers. It's very easy to make food cheaply without putting all these preservatives and fillers in them.
And your argument is what? They're doing that to stretch the food, the actual food content?
Well, I think you were talking about it earlier. You know, we need more food. There are more people, mm-hmm. and so people
yep.
need to eat food safety and security, and that's part of it. But some of these companies, as you were previously discussing, the food that we are allowed to have in this country, same exact product in Canada or in the UK, they do not allow any of these preservatives and fillers.
And Nancy, I'm glad to hear you say that, because moron Stephen Colbert was telling his people that RFK Jr. is a liar and there are 18 or 19 things in the Fruit Loops in Canada. So, you know, we got to get this straight. That's why this is going to be a great debate. We have to get it exactly straight. Who's telling the truth here? I side with you. You're in the industry, and I side with RFK Jr. I think he's accurate. It's almost like TikTok, the Chinese version, the Canadian version of cereal versus what goes on here.
I absolutely agree. The other thing is sugar. We put sugar in everything. 100 years ago, we would have a little bit of sugar. You know, it would be on a special occasion for Christmas,
right,
or, you know, special holidays. And now it's in everything. And sugar is also poisonous for the human body.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Dr. Marty made that point during COVID, and he just said it today, too. You heard him say that the white bread, when you break it down, what happens? It functions as sugar, so it's more sugar. Even though you're saying I'm trying not to eat sugar, I'm not putting sugar in anything, coffee, tea, but it doesn't matter. It's ingrown to this. Now, this has to be carefully taken apart. What I'm telling you is, I don't know that RFK Jr. is the guy to do that. I think it gets kind of wild here. You heard Dr. Marty. I'm telling you, I would tag in Dr. Marty to be the voice of this. RFK Jr. is the celebrity that gets us going. That's good. Can he handle this? And this is an exciting area, though, Make America Healthy Again for Trump. This may be one of those things that's the biggest legacy that happens out of all of this. From a guy who eats McDonald's, that is irony. Kathy in Sewell, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kathy, afternoon.
Hi, Dom. I was just talking to your right hand. And the key to raising good, healthy children is moderation in everything. And consistency. So I've raised 3 kids. They're adults now. And I've been through all stages their entire life. If you try to hold back something and tell them it's not good, that's what they're going to go for behind closed doors, in the closet. That's where these closet eating, closet behaviors go. So you have to, as they grow, give them knowledge. Let them know if you eat this kind of stuff, you're not going to feel good after a while, but you want to try it. Same thing goes for when your kids go away to college. If you send them away and never let them have a beer, and this happened to my kids, their friends would end up drunk, throwing up in the dorm room, bathroom floor, flunking out of school. So you have to make a point to give them the knowledge and help guide them in decision-making on what's good and bad.
All right, let me give you the counter, though, Kathy. They would say, hey, the kid wants Fruit Loops because there's more sugar and dyes and all that in it.
I just want to say something, though. This angle, though, I feel is a really bad angle to take as conservatives when it comes to this. Because what we're doing here is we're essentially placing the blame on parents rather than on a overbearing medical industry and food industry that really needs to be looked at.
No.
And I don't like blaming the parents for their lack of parenting is essentially what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that to Kathy. Kathy, I'm asking you, though.
What are you saying, Don? What are you asking?
Would you let them just eat Fruit Loops, one of the worst, I think, all the time?
No.
Okay.
What I would do is I would buy some snacks that aren't good, but look, you got to have something.
I'm in agreement. Right.
So I'll say you want Fruit Loops. That can be your snack after dinner.
Okay.
That could be your dessert.
Right.
You know, it's moderation, Dom. It's like anything. If it's all McDonald's or all Fruit Loops, it's no good. But you can't completely deprive them of this stuff, because then that's when they develop issues and complexes. And I'm not.
No, Kathy, I'm in agreement with that. That's a very measured approach. What I'm saying is, though, parents have some power right now. They know this is being talked about. They have to act on that until the government, and it's going to take a couple years, I guess, gets this under control.
So it's simple. It's good parenting. It's being in charge of your kitchen and your kids. giving them choices.
But by saying that, you're saying that people are bad parents, and that's what's causing this issue.
No, I'm not. I'm saying they have to defend it. They have an obligation. They can't throw their hands up just because of Big Food. They have to do something now. They can't let it continue. It's true. What's going on here is a problem. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Dakota Meyer, who is the recipient of the Medal of Honor. Every year during Veterans Day, we bring him back to talk about this. Sometimes he comes to Philadelphia. Let's talk about meal planning. We're talking about food. Captain Chuckie's, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's parties, hosting
That's
your family.
Good stuff.
Going to work and family events, just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's, pick up that Smith Island crab cake, jumbo lump, and don't forget the mega colossal crab cakes, both delicious. Perfect time, too, to get all of their offerings. They do have desserts, salads, tremendous variety of homemade sides, appetizers. Captain Chuckie's, several choices, breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. There's a choice right there. I like the non-breaded, but the others are delicious, too. And that golf shrimp. Now, that is always a hit because it's wild-caught, never farm-raised. The delicious Dom Roll, they have trouble keeping them in stock. Make them make more each week. All this great stuff, one place to go for it. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Headed to the shore. Captain Chuckie's at theshore.com. All right, Dom G here, Dano Show. Welcome in, everyone. Momentarily, we hope to speak with Sergeant Dakota Meyer, Sergeant U.S. Marine Corps Medal of Honor recipient, and he will be the Salute to Service Honorary Captain during the Eagles game on 11/14. So that will be the big game coming up against Washington this coming week. And annually, we have him on. He partners with veterans to help support Veterans Day and Toyota's Military Appreciation Campaign. He is somebody that is involved with, Toyota is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation's Hiring Our Heroes. For years, we've talked about that. Sometimes with the Mannion Foundation, sometimes with people like Dakota. How can you go wrong when you have people that woke up every day with a mission, having them in the workplace? So we hope to speak with them today, or maybe we can catch up on Veterans Day since he's coming on the 14th, Veterans Day around the corner. I've interviewed, I think, six over the years. And these are people that he's pretty prominent that we know him, but any number of them we don't. And their stories and what they did are beyond remarkable. But they sometimes don't speak about, you know, it's a hard thing as we head toward a big Veterans Day this year. All right, 855-839-1210 is how you get in. You heard Dr. Marty and his approach to this, and I can tell he's charged up. Keep America healthy. So far, the top legacy of the Trump years, who knows what happens the next four, is going to be staying out of these unending wars. I don't care what anyone says. For the Republican Party, he's remade that in a way that, come on, we never would have thought that. It was interventionist before, the Bushes, the Cheneys, you know what I'm talking about. Then the Supreme Court picks and Roe v. Wade. But I would say this initiative, if they can get away from the speed bumps of the media, of examining this stuff and moving forward, keep America healthy, could be groundbreaking, particularly for kids. There is no doubt. It's just that Kennedy at times, given that he's involved in so many different things, the media is going to go after. Dr. Marty is much tougher. When we talk with him about it, you heard what he said about sugar today. I hope you enjoyed that in his book, Blind Spots, you should check out. All right, let's go to Susan in Chester Springs. Susan, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
I do love your show, but you've got my quote-unquote knickers in a knot.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that to not put RFK in a prominent position, FDA or some other
nobody's saying not to do that. I'm just giving you some of the things here that I think are going to be problematic potentially.
Well, that's true, but they have to be really careful because a lot of us voted for Trump, not only on Trump's positions, but on some of the people who endorsed him, and we would feel like it was a betrayal.
Okay.
And the other thing I wanted to tell you is my grandfather won two Congressional Medals of Honor. He was a Marine Corps Major General, and he wrote a book in 1935 called War is a Racket. And as a result of his political stance, he was also involved in turning over generals who wanted to depose Roosevelt. They did two movies about it.
What's the name of the last name?
Smedley Darlington Butler.
Okay.
And he was a major general. And he was a reprobate. He was the fighting Quaker. But, yeah, his mother.
But Susan, back to the original thing. What I was saying about parents, we know this stuff. I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
Do parents not have a role, though, until relief is on the way, which, you know, the battle that's going to be here is going to take a while, to try to dissuade their kids from the more harmful things, let's say?
Well, it's parents and schools, because we have no soda in the house. We limit sweets. We have nothing with those funny looking colors, because it's all, I mean, if your kid comes out with a blue mouth, you better beware what they're eating. But then they go into the schools, and the schools have this crap there. So, I mean, it's hard for parents. It's hard for parents.
Nobody, that's the whole theme of my education show, parental rights, how they need help. But in the meantime, they got to curtail some of this. And I just want Kennedy, too, to talk about the role of exercise here, because he is a huge person involved with that.
Well, his uncle started all that physical fitness stuff. Well,
yeah, the Nation's Council on Physical Fitness, without a doubt. Thank you, Susan. Is that Dakota Meyer?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay, let's bring in here Dakota Meyer with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sergeant, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us today.
Glad to.
Well, I went back and reread your story, and I'm sure you're told this any number of times. It is remarkable beyond belief, and your afterlife after the military is even more so, and it's been a number of years that you've been involved, so you're going to be the honorary captain again at the Eagles game. You probably know this could be a huge Eagles game, given the way they're playing and the way Washington is playing. What are your thoughts as you're coming back to Philadelphia, and particularly Veterans Day?
You know, look, it's always an honor to be able to come back and spend time with not only in Philadelphia, but at the Eagles game, especially whenever it comes to our veterans. You know, I don't know anybody that loves their veterans and loves this country more than that place. So being able to come up there and represent Hiring Our Heroes and talk about our program with Hiring Our Heroes and Toyota, and being able to do that alongside the Salute to Service, it's always truly an honor.
Hiring Our Heroes program is the program, and Toyota is all out. They have a big partnership with the Eagles. Do you feel that veterans, now we've talked about this, you and I have talked, but I mean I've talked about this at various events for the last 20 years. Do you feel we're on an upswing, that people are getting exactly what the title is? These are heroes. These are people, given how few people commit to service that are doing that, they should be considered top of the line.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think when we first started, so absolutely, I think we're getting, I mean, I think we can always do better. I think it's in the best interest of not only, you know, the men and women who have served this country, but it's in the best interest of our country, and it's in the best interest of our communities to be able to transition and provide these incredible human beings opportunities back amongst our, you know, back in the civilian world. You know, a lot of times we look at the veteran title as, you know, a title that's something that's earned after you get out. But really, it's just the second phase of your commitment back to this country. And, you know, when you look at this talent pool that's coming from the military, I mean, they're the greatest that the generation has to offer. These are people who not only had, you know, who believed in an idea bigger than themselves, they had the courage to go act on it, to join it, and to sacrifice the opportunities that they could have outside for the greater good of the nation and the globe. And so, you know, when you look at this talent pool of these incredible, not only service members, but their military spouses and their families. I mean, these are people who that corporate America is looking for. And, you know, we're starting, you know, we've been seeing that and the results of this back in the companies that have bought in on this and that have came and figured out this talent pool and how to do it. So with Hire Our Heroes, we help transition service members out and help them find meaningful employment.
Well, I would add one other thing, too. My observation, we work with the Mannion Foundation, and also we hear from you every year. The modern military, too, there are a lot more technical skills of all sorts that are involved, maybe than prior. So it's not just the military pedigree. People are actually coming up with a skill that is under intense pressure. It could be combat, even. And taking that to the everyday world, these are people that can thrive in that.
Well, look, you know, I think that we've always... I think that the military has always had the skills to be able to perform any job, especially in the civilian world. It's just we've not done a great job at being able to translate that over to what corporate America understands. And I'll give you an example is, you know, when I got out as a sniper, you wouldn't think there's very many job openings for snipers.
Let's hope not. Yeah.
Right. But, yeah. But when you look at what it took, the skills that I had that made me a successful sniper, you know, you talk logistics.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can go resupply myself on the side of a mountain in Afghanistan in a combat zone with, you know, under secretive, trying to keep people from getting killed, all these other things, you know, these are skills that I promise I can figure out logistics for your company over here. Right. You know, when you take that I had to go sell myself at 20 years old to a battalion commander that I had to convince him that I was able to leave the wire successfully, safely, and be able to go execute a mission that he needed me to do in the middle of nowhere that could cost lives. I mean, I think I can go sell your product to people, right? And, you know, these are the skills that what we've done a great job at with Toyota and Hiring Our Heroes with the resume engine to be able to translate what made us successful in the military over into the same words. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just a different way to articulate it and communicate it over to corporate America so that they understand how to utilize this talent pool.
What you said just there is something we ought to put into. I don't know if you have that in promos or whatever. About what you just said in your service, having to do that. That's exactly right. It's always an honor to talk with you every year. Enjoy the Eagles game. Hiring
Thank
our
you.
Heroes. Thank you immensely for your service, Dakota Meyer.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, Sergeant Dakota Meyer here on Talk Radio 1210. And what he said there about, yeah, I think that could translate to selling your product here. Is something that is remarkable. All right, it is the lightning round next. And we want to get a winner for the week. All that you have to do is jump on board, do a little bit of that scene. Tell us that scene you can't be disturbed from when watching it. Hey, every Friday night, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA First Bets. First Bets lets you get in on the action from the opening tip. You can bet on things like who'll score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and so much more. And best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. Just look for Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom to claim that Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right, Dom's lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-new all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See the store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Let's go to Richard in Hatboro. Talk Radio 1210. Give us that scene. Richard, what's your scene?
My scene is from The Verdict. Do you remember that movie, Dom?
Absolutely.
And I like to catch all these obscure non-star scenes where the guy, where the client of Paul Newman finds out he turned down the offer. And he says, you know, you guys are all the same. I thought about politicians ever since 1982. You guys are all the same. The doctors, the lawyers. It's always what I'm going to do for you. And then you screw up. And I'm dreadfully sorry. We did the best that we could. And people like us live with your mistakes for the rest of our lives.
Well put. That's exactly right. Yeah. Newman's great in that, by the way. All right, Donna in Maryland. What's that scene? You can't be disturbed, Donna.
It is a scene in Jaws when the girl is swimming. My father is Marine colonel, and he loved Trump. Trump tough. But when we were in Hawaii, a station in Hawaii, is when this movie came out. And then, you know, the music is dun-dun.
Yeah.
Dun-dun. And that is when you live in Hawaii and that and it came out, you were afraid to go in the water. It was awesome. It was scary.
That summer, it's hard to believe. People would not. Very good. Phil in Roxborough. What's yours, Phil?
Okay, mine's from Josie Wales, and I'm going to do it for you.
Absolutely. Fire away.
I have whiskey for everyone around, Comanchero brand. And then he looks out the window, and there's two bounty hunters. And one bounty hunter starts walking across the street, and the dog growls. And he comes in and says, I'm looking for Josie Wales. You a bounty hunter? Man's got to do something these days to make a living. Dying ain't much of a living, boy. You know, this isn't necessary. You can just ride on. And he walks out the door. After he stares at him, he comes back, and he says, I had to come back. And he says, I know. And he just blows him away. That's it. Bang. That's
very
it.
Nice. Very nice, Phil.
I didn't even see the movie, but now I don't feel like I need to. I feel like
that was great stuff.
It's
all right.
Great reenactment we heard there.
Henry, who do you like out of that scene?
I think the crown jewel was right there. Phil,
I think Phil was, too.
He was, too.
Yeah, that Phil, was, in the great. End, that was great stuff. That's what we love. Put him into the hat. He's in the bar.
So, Dom, Monday, we asked for who's irrelevant. We asked for hype songs on Monday. Joe in Columbus called in with Enter Sandman by Metallica. Tuesday, we asked for all-time debates settled by a Dom Giordano poll. Stephen Haddon Township called in Bannister versus Landy.
That was nuts.
Wednesday, all-time comeback. Joe and Exon said nuking Japan after Pearl Harbor. Thursday, who's irrelevant? This is after Kamala Harris was cooked. Joe in Bordentown said Menudo, Ricky Martin's former band when he was a kid, is now cooked.
Yes.
And you just heard Outlaw Josie Wales as your answer of a movie scene that you got to watch once you start it. And Dom, let's throw it into the hat, get some drum rolls going. Two all-time debate settled by a Dom Giordano poll. Stephen Haddon Township, Bannister versus Landy. I don't even remember what that was, Dom. Bannister.
That's the 4-minute mile where guys like Henry are trying to take away from the legend of Dr. Roger Bannister.
All the stuff
we heard, I couldn't believe it. It was like reversing history. I just fixate on it. No way. Next, they're going to be saying Wilt didn't score 100 points.
Well,
Henry, do you know that he scored 100 points, right?
Okay. I'm aware. There's evidence besides him holding up
a scorebook
with 100 on
nothing,
it.
Nothing.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
just
a paper with Sharpie on it.
Yeah, just Wilt could have scored 200. But
I'm going to hold up a sign with a 200 and say 200 guests on one day. Nobody will ever question it for the rest of time.
All right, everyone, have a great weekend. Rich is next, and Monday, Veterans Day, will be here to honor veterans, Dakota Meyer, today, but maybe Alan West or Scott Rutter will be here, I think, on Veterans Day. Follow on Twitter until then. I'll be on Newsmax at 6:30 this Saturday. Will I have that bookcase behind me, or am I going to reshuffle in the Dom Dome something else? Might be a new set there, so to speak. Rich Cioli next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.